Unit 23. Mozart Effect. Society has often hoped for a quick and simple way of increasing intelligence. In 1993, researchers at the University of California found that a group of 36 college undergraduates improved their spatial-temporal intelligence after listening to 10 minutes of a Mozart sonata. Results showed that the students' IQ scores improved by 8 to 9 points and lasted for 10 to 15 minutes. The majority of Mozart effect research has been conducted on college undergraduates, although some media outlets have claimed Mozart's music improves a baby's intelligence. As yet, no test involving the possible influence of this music on infants' spatial intelligence has been conducted. The youngest group of participants that have been tested had a mean age of 11.95 years. The primary music used in Mozart effect research has been Mozart's sonata for two pianos in D major, K448. Other styles have also been attempted, such as Yanni, which was believed to have similar musical properties as Mozart. Minimalist music by Philip Glass, the dance group Aqua, and pieces by Albinoni and Schubert. Some non-musical selections have also been compared to Mozart music, such as a George Carlin comedy performance and a Stephen King story read aloud. Of these different selections, the music of Yanni and Mozart have been the only styles to increase spatial scores. To date, no published research on the Mozart effect has used any other non-classical musical pieces. The first Mozart effect publication showed participants' spatial intelligence scores improved by 8 to 9 points, by far the largest increase reported in the literature. A meta-analysis of Mozart effect research showed an increase of 1.4 general IQ points between participants listening to Mozart or silence. When analyzing studies that only used spatial intelligence, results showed an increase of 2.1 general IQ points. The IQ scores created by the meta-analysis may not be particularly promising, since they are less than the normal standard deviation, 15 points, found in the fourth edition of the Stanford-Binet Intelligence Test, which includes the prominent spatial subtest used in Mozart effect research. The findings, which were later dubbed the Mozart effect, have spawned both criticism and support for music's ability to alter intelligence. The original Mozart effect researchers based their rationale on the trion model of the cerebral cortex. The cerebral cortex is a part of the brain that helps with, among other things, motor control, speech, memory, and auditory reception. The trion model, developed by Shaw, showed that similar neural firings patterns occur when listening to music and performing spatial tasks. Roscher and Shaw hypothesized that listening to certain types of complex music may warm up neural transmitters inside the cerebral cortex and thereby improve spatial performance. Other researchers have been wary of the findings. Instead, Mozart effect critics have claimed the spatial intelligence increase to be nothing more than a shift in participants' arousal, which then produces better spatial test scores. In essence, their argument is that listening to Mozart's music causes either an increase or decrease in someone's arousal and mood to a level that is more optimal for testing. Personal preference for the music heard in Mozart effect testing may also be a possible influence on increasing spatial test scores.